Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mickle Knight. I am an educator, speaker, author, and very passionate about healthy and balanced living. Today we're going to talk about taking a breath or breathing. And you might wonder, how in the world does that fit in with full circle health and wellness between emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health? Well, I am positive that by the end of this show, you will realize how important taking a breath or breathing actually is in your daily life. Are you aware that there are different ways of breathing? For example, the first one is with a diaphragm. If you don't know what it is, that's when your belly goes in and out when you take a breath. It's also good for deep breathing, for relaxation, and much more. We're going to go into more details afterwards. Then there is the chest breathing, where the shoulders move up. The chest moves up and down when you breathe. That's a little bit more of a quick breathing. That's not very deep breathing at all. And then we have the mouth or the throat breathing, which is quite shallow and fast. Now, why am I stressing that? What is that going to help us to know? Well, let's start at the beginning. That's usually the best place to start. And that's when we're born. Just about all babies who are born breathe with their diaphragm. When you see them laying down in their cribs or wherever they're lying down, you can see the little bellies moving up and down and up and down. It's almost like they're sucking air in for the life of it. Let's just put it that way. Actually, they want to live. They want to breathe. So they take as deep breaths as they can with their little bodies. Then when we're teens, the boys usually continue breathing correctly with the diaphragm. But the girls quite often move over to chest breathing. And I've been thinking about it. Why in the world would we do that? And then it came to my mind what I've been taught when I was a teen. Don't stick out your belly. Don't stick out your chest. You just need to breathe a little bit more shallow. Not really shallow, but just a little bit more shallow and not so deep, because you don't want to stick anything out. That is not ladylike. And so with that, actually, I don't think it was just me. I think many, many women or girls start actually then pulling the air up with the chest and moving the chest up and down when they breathe, because that doesn't look to them as ugly as when they breathe with their abdomen, with their diaphragm, and they're sticking out their belly to get a full load of breath. So when we're adults, we actually use all three types of breathing, depending on what we do. Let's see how we can go into that. Why has the breathing changed between birth to death? It's kind of like the dash. You know, you're born, so let's say 1978 or something, and then there is a dash, and it says 2013 or 2015 or whatever there is. And it's actually the dash. That is the important part of the life. The first date is the year you're born. The last date is the year you passed. So what's important is the difference you made in between. And that's why I call this the full circle again, because it goes from beginning of the being, of being alive, till we're dying and we're no longer breathing. So what are some of the benefits of breathing with the diaphragm? And I've tried it out, so I can speak from experience. you guys can try it out on your own. Or if you know it already, great. But if you don't, try it. For example, when I take a deep breath with my diaphragm, I get calm. I get enough breath so I can actually communicate better. I can sing better. I have more endurance. My head is clear. And as I said, the speech and the song flows much better. For example, I don't know if that happens to you, but with me, it used to happen. I have now a trick on how to get away from that issue. When you go to see a doctor, many people have the white coat syndrome. That means you see the doctor or the nurse in their white clothing to be, you know, coming across as professionals, which they are. And our breathing changes and our blood pressure goes up. And they usually say, oh my, your blood pressure is high. Now the smart ones, and there's so many of them, they realize that. And then they take your blood pressure two or three more times. But usually the more you take the blood pressure, the higher it gets. So my trick, and it's been working really wonderfully, is when I go in, I say, okay, give me a minute or two, or at least 30 seconds, and then you can take my blood pressure. Do everything else first. And what I do during that time is I close my eyes. I take a deep breath in with my belly through my nose, count of four. Then I hold my breath to 4 or 7 seconds, and then I breathe out through my mouth, open mouth, up to the count of eight. And I do that 3 or 4 times, usually 4 times. And by then, I am so calm and collected that when they take the blood pressure, it's always perfect. It's always within the norm. And that's actually my goal. So I don't want it low and I don't want it high. I want it within the norm. And with breathing like this, with that technique, to use my diaphragm, inhale to the count of four through my nose, hold the breath for about 7 seconds, and then exhale to the count of eight. And I do that 4 times. I am so relaxed that, as I said, my blood pressure is always normal. With sports, depending on what you do, presently I can talk about swimming. I have witnessed other things, but I want to give you something that I feel very strong about. I'm swimming. Despite my injury, I can swim. I put my flippers on and I kick. I kick the life out of myself. And there I breathe in also, count of two. I breathe in and then I hold it for a couple of seconds and then I breathe out to eight. And that way I can swim the 25 yards with about 4 breaths in and out. And that gives me a steady cadence where I know exactly when to breathe in, how to hold, and when to breathe out. And you know that in the water, you blow bubbles when you blow out, nose and mouth together usually, which works much better for me. So I have noticed that that is really an amazing way. People who play sports, they usually, when they don't breathe deeply with their diaphragm and control their exhalation, they're, you know, contracting the diaphragm to push the air out, they start getting short of breath. And then they start changing, going into the chest breathing and then going into the mouth breathing. And then they dry out because just breathing with your mouth makes you so thirsty. So that's why they should not do that. And that's why they also usually have water everywhere or an electrolyte drink so they can rejuvenate and go on again. Another example that I can speak from experience is singing or talking. So by breathing correctly, the flow is so much smoother. I don't have to talk after and take a breath after every word, do you hear how chopped up that is? That when I take a good breath with my diaphragm and I control the air going out, I can state almost an entire sentence with one breath, depending on how long it is. The same with the singing. When you sing, you don't want to just have for every note take a breath, or for every two or three notes, or between the words. You know, there's a song and it has wonderful meaning. It doesn't matter what type of music it is. It's the same with all music. But you just breathe differently. And if you do control it with your diaphragm, that means you have a lot more control over the volume that you project and the way you actually sing, the way the sounds come out. You know where the air travels and what you're supposed to feel. And therefore, it is just so amazing that we have changed. Another example is actually, and I just witnessed that last September with my father-in-law, when he was in the hospital the last day just before he passed. He first definitely did breathe with his diaphragm because his belly went up and down and he took relatively good breaths. And then the closer it got to his death, he started breathing with his chest. And I saw him sucking the air in and his whole body just kind of was shifting up from the chest on up and the shoulders up and down, and it was more labored. And at the very end, he was just a mouth breather, and then suddenly the last breath came out and he just was totally asleep. So that is, again, from when you're born, you start breathing as an abdominal, as a diaphragmatic breather. And when you die, it goes back into from the diaphragm to the chest, to the mouth, and that's the way you exhale and expire. So I hope that you see how important breathing actually is, that we need to breathe air in to give us life, to give us oxygen, to rejuvenate the blood and all the organs that need to work well in order for us to be alive and enjoy life. So for that reason, I am giving you two gifts today. They're both on YouTube. They're two different videos, relatively short. One is from Dr. Andrew Weil, and it's more like on how to relax and how to go to sleep with the breathing techniques. And the other one is more a demonstration with Whitney Sweezer, she's a PTA, on how to use your breath correctly so you can actually have control over your breathing, over your the way you think, what you do. And so I just really, really hope you enjoy those two and you follow the exercises. Both of them show you how to do so your breathing becomes very easy and very controlled. Having said that, I'm going to give you my contact information, which is http://www.micklenight.com, which is micklenight.com. And again, it's not finished, but you can click on the pictures and then you can see what I use for supplements. My email is dythomson@micklenight.com. My phone number, 562-335-4956. That's when you want to call me and talk to me or send me a text with suggestions or questions. And for right now, I'm going to say until next week, stay happy, healthy, blessed, and empowered, and really use your breathing techniques to your benefit. You will stay healthier and happier and more balanced. Take care, and I'll talk to you next week again. And we're going to be talking about music. Goodbye.